heard on great radio stations all across America. It's The National Defense with Randy Miller and Jerry Newberry.
The National Defense is made possible by Ford. Go further. By The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. And by Subway. The Reuben is back for a limited time at Subway. Savory corned beef, crunchy sauerkraut, melty Swiss, creamy Thousand Island dressing, toasted rye. Subway. So much Reuben.
This is the National Defense, Randy Miller and Jerry Newberry. And Jerry, as always, our dedication.
Hey, this show's for you, the men and women serving in our military. It's for the millions of veterans out there and for all their families. We're here for you. We love you. God bless you.
Ever see Steve Hartman on CBS?
Yes.
Every time Steve Hartman comes, all he has to do is say his name and I burst out into tears.
I know. I know.
I mean, every story that he does, and he does some great stories. I mean, he's on the road. He finds people. Sometimes it, not even a story attached to it until they start talking.
Well, sometimes it's a good thing. You know, I've watched it a couple times with several different women. One woman just really liked the fact that I was crying.
Yes.
That I showed some emotion.
Right.
Yeah, everyone thought I was a wimp. Yeah. So.
But Steve Hartman does a great job on CBS. And he had a story the other day.
Yeah.
That really, boy, as soon as I saw it, I said, we have to get this guy on the show.
Yep.
It's just, sometimes you run across those very rare people that will go over and above.
And that's not even the best way to describe it.
I know.
Over and above.
Yeah.
It's like way above.
And you may have seen the story on CBS, or you may have seen it on Facebook. We're going to have the link to the story, to the CBS story and Steve Hartman's report on our website at thenationaldefense.com if you want to check it out. But it's basically a great story about a kid, and this kid lost his dad in combat, right, when he was 9 months old, Justin Rozier in Moore, Texas. 15-year-old Justin Rozier. His mom name is Jessica. And, you know, when you get to be a 15-year-old kid, you think about cars, right?
Yeah, cars and girls.
Cars and girls, yeah. And the one thing that he wanted to find out was, what happened to my dad's car? Because he wanted to have some connection with his dad,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And so he tells his mom, you know, they sold the car a long time ago. What was it? A 99 Toyota Celica. Convertible. And so she sold the car, you know, years ago. And he says, I need to see if we can get that car back, Mom. And she said, well,
good luck with that.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't think there's any way, but she, you know, she said, I've seen magical things happen on Facebook. And she put the VIN number on Facebook. Well, then we get to the part where a guy, now they're in Texas, right?
Yep.
A great guy named Kyle Fox found a car in Utah. So Kyle Fox is in Utah and just happens to be associated with a great nonprofit organization called Follow the Flag. And we'll tell you more about that.
And, you know, he's connected with that nonprofit, but this thing he decided to do
right.
isn't connected to the flag.
Right.
I mean, that's a totally different thing. And this is one of the best human interest stories.
It really is.
I've ever seen in my life. I mean, and you're right. This is one, if you watch this and you didn't get tears in your eyes,
right,
then there's something wrong with you.
Well, Kyle decides, once he found the car, he says, let's raise some money and buy the car. So he buys the car.
And what kind of shape? Well, we need.
We'll find out about all of that. But But then he gets a group of volunteers to put the car back together and make it just mint condition. And he drives it to Moore, Texas, and presents it to 15-year-old Justin. I mean, it's just a great. Kyle Fox is on with us. Kyle, how are you?
You know, you guys got my heart beating listening to that intro in the beginning of that story. But I'm happy to be here, guys. Thanks for having me on.
We are so happy to have you on. And first of all, thank you for what you've done.
What a guy.
And the thing that you've done was not just get a car for a kid. That story, I got to believe, has impacted so many millions of people. What kind of things have happened since that story aired on CBS for you, Kyle?
You know, some of these things that I've done, you never know how things will turn out, but this one is something special where, you know, I knew when the story started to air in the East Coast, because when that happened, my phone just started to blow up, and, you know, that GoFundMe campaign started to go crazy, and, you know, people's messages and comments were, you know, pretty significant, where they were basically saying, you know, hey, I'm 60, I'm 70 years old, and I've been watching Hartman forever, and, you know, I've seen a lot of things in my life, but this is something that has touched me in a way that I've never been touched before. Yeah. So those kind of stories have been pretty frequent.
Amen.
You know, nothing I planned for or expected for at all.
Well, no, you didn't do it for any other reason except you wanted to get that card to Justin.
So what happened? You saw it on Facebook?
Yeah. So, you know, when Jessica was looking to locate the car, she used Carfax, and it'll give you a city where the car is located, and that's it. It doesn't give you, you know, the owner or the address or anything like that. So Jessica's investigation, she just pulled up a Facebook page for our city, and the one that she actually found was a very generic. You know, we have a number of community pages here where, you know, there's thousands of people on it and a lot of traffic going on there. But she just found this very generic Pleasant Grove City and dropped that post in there. And I believe it said something about long shot, try to find this car. Well, anyhow, I am a member of that page. And I have to be honest, I did scroll past that post. I did see it. I didn't dig into it enough. And then, you know, a few hours later, one of my friends, she reached out to me and said, you know, you really got to look into that story. It could be something special for, you know, what you guys are doing with Follow the Flag and whatnot. And, you know, it turned out to be something amazing.
Well, so what kind of shape was the car in when you first found it?
You know, the car was in really rough shape. In fact, the guy who owned it had only had it for 4 months. It was his dream car. You know, this guy, he's in his 60s, and this was his dream car. It was in such bad shape, I think the first thing that he did was put a new rag top on it. So that was about the only thing that was in decent condition. The upholstery, the interior, the body, the tires, the rims, everything was in rough shape. Although, it did only have 114,000 miles.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's pretty good for a 99. And so, Kyle, when you saw this, was this going to be a project for this guy, the owned the car?
Yes, it was. Yep. So he had it actually kept in his garage the whole time. And the one day that the car was spotted, he did put it out on the street.
So
yeah. Wow.
How did he react? How did he react to when you contacted him? Was he real willing to give the car up, or did you have to talk him into it?
I didn't get into the picture at that point. There was a couple of girls in the city that were communicating with Jessica as soon as they spotted it. And I guess they mentioned, you know, hey, it's in our city and we'll look for it.
Oh, yeah.
But no, I wasn't involved in any of it at that point. So
but you, when did the idea come to you to let's raise some money and buy this car?
Well, you know, as the girls were communicating, I just thought, okay, if the car is found, there's a chance at it. Then, you know, let's see if we can get people together that can generate some funds and buy this for them, you know, make this something special. And,
sure.
That happened quickly. It happened within like 48 hours that the car was found. At that point I was ready to type up that campaign on GoFundMe. And as soon as that campaign and that story got out and people read into it, that the car has been found.
Right.
I think I did a little live story on our, Follow the Flag page, and it just went like wildfire. And the funds were raised within a few days again. And, you know, the owner at the time, he's a foreigner and, you know, a great guy. Jorge was an amazing guy, and he was willing to do this for the family after he heard the stories, were willing to sell. And, but initially it was a knock at the door while he was at work and someone asked him to see the VIN number of his car. So,
Oh, boy. That gets your attention all of a sudden.
Bleach
you. Yes. Right, right. Well, you know what, though? And I got to be honest with you, Kyle. I think a lot of people in that position might have said, well, I mean, this is, you know, price.
That's my dream.
Price
car.
Is kind of going up. Yeah. You know, I mean, was
it? That's what I was wondering.
You know, yeah. But it doesn't sound like that happened at all, right?
No, there wasn't no hesitation at all. In fact,
wow.
I could go on and on about the many miracles that happened yep. within this story. And one of them being, you know, just a few days after some of this news got out, our local media did stories and whatnot. People started calling me, telling me that they had a Toyota Celica convertible GT that they wanted to get in the hands of Jorge.
Wow.
Oh, man.
That's
the
cool.
sacrifice he made
wow,
to give
boy.
Up that car.
Man, and people are, you know, there's good people.
I was just going to say, boy, that restores some of your faith in humanity,
yep, exactly.
doesn't it? Hey, we're going to take a quick break here, Kyle. But when we come back, I want to pick up the rest of the story and find out more about Follow the Flag right here in the National Defense.
Welcome back to the National Defense. Nate Herron here in the studio. We wanted to give you the chance to hear the story from Steve Hartman on the CBS Evening News about Justin and Jessica Rozier and Justin's late father, as well as a 1974 Dodge Astro that got our attention. Enjoy.
When is a car more than just a car? When it's a young man's link to the past, as Steve Hartman now explains.
Whoa.
Even in Texas, a horse only gets you so far. Which is why 15-year-old Justin Rozier has been thinking lately about a car. Specifically, he told his mom, Jessica, he would love to have a car, any car, that his dad once owned.
Whoa. I mean, it could have been a 1974 Dodge Astro. I don't even know if that's a car. But it could have been anything, and he would have said yes.
Why?
I know that he wishes his dad was here.
In 2003... Justin's dad, Army First Lieutenant Jonathan Rozier, died in Iraq. Justin was 9 months old. Today, he cherishes anything that used to belong to his dad, which is why he thought it would be so cool to have his car.
I don't know, like, just knowing that that he had it, it's a whole lot different than just any other thing, really.
Unfortunately,
yeah.
After John died, Jessica had to sell the car. A 99 Toyota Celica convertible like this one. Finding it again would be nearly impossible. But Jessica said she had to at least try.
So I feel like this is something that would connect him.
But this is a needle in a haystack.
Well, I've seen magical things happen on Facebook.
So she turned to Facebook, posted the old VIN number with a note asking for help. And somehow that message made it all the way to Pleasant Grove, Utah. Where local residents not only found the car.
We decided, you know, let's see if we can buy the car.
This is Kyle Fox. Now, I'm not saying he's a saint, but...
To serve and...
And that butterfly stayed there for half an hour.
No, I don't even know where I was in that.
Anyway, Kyle, who runs a nonprofit called Follow the Flag, got donations to purchase the car and then assembled a team of volunteer mechanics to fix it like new. All of this... unbeknownst to Justin, until this very moment. Last month, Kyle drove the car from Utah to surprise Justin for his 15th birthday.
Go see it.
I can't tell you what this meant to Justin. I mean, I really can't. He tried to explain it to me, but when he opened his mouth, no words fell out.
It's a link to the past for him. Yeah. It's a big thing for me, too. I never got to see him come home. So that just one moment right there was, I think I needed that.
Obviously, this was never about a car. No, this was about trying to push past what you can't forget, trying to remember what you never knew, all with the help of a country so grateful and kind, you can't imagine.
I'm so glad we could do this for you.
That again, the Steve Hartman segment from the CBS Evening News featuring Kyle Fox and the Rozier family and that 1974 Dodge Astro. When we come back, we'll rejoin Jerry and Randy as they continue speaking with Kyle Fox about his organization, Follow the Flag. The National Defense is made possible by ADT Security. For over 150 years, your first line of defense.
Welcome back to the National Defense. Randy Miller and Jerry Newberry. What a great story this is.
Man, I'm telling you, I was kind of grumpy this morning. You know, like
I
usually am.
I was going to say, that's every morning.
But I tell you, I feel good just having this conversation.
Kyle Fox. I mean, you're not going to find people like this. Or maybe you do. Maybe they're all over Utah. I don't know. But Kyle Fox is with us, and he's got a great organization called Follow the Flag. But he's really done something great for a kid in Texas, Justin Rozier, and his mom Jessica. And so let's kind of pick this up now. So you found the car, you raised the funds to buy this car that belonged to Justin's dad, who was killed in combat at when he was 9 months old. And so you find this car. What happens next? Did it just kind of snowball from there?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of things that have happened, they kind of happen just the right way. And, you know, things have fallen into place and been in the right position, good people. And, you know, when we drafted up that GoFundMe campaign, we drafted up purchase of the car and then transportation fees to get the car to them.
Wow.
And maybe a little bit of over for Justin and gas money and whatnot for that. But, we exceeded that GoFundMe campaign pretty quickly. And so when I went to my friend at the auto body shop, you know, I hadn't talked to anyone yet in town really about how we are going to go about restoring this car. I had in my mind the idea of, you know, hey, stereo and paint and tires, that'd be great. So anyhow, I dropped the car off at my friend's AF Collision, and the local media did a little story, and they were planning on doing a live at 5. So I left the car and, you know, grabbed my wife and kids, and hey, let's run back down and see this live at 5. So by the time I get back to the automotive shop for the live at 5, I go talk to my friend, and he tells me, I've already talked to all the people in the community that are in the automotive industry, and we've got everything covered
pro bono,
and you're not going to have to spend anything on that. So they're donating time, material, service, all of it.
Man, I already cried watching this. I'm going to cry again.
I know, really.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And that is
so cool.
Wonderful.
So how long did the restoration take?
It took us about a month, and, you know, the guys were doing everything they could to take parts off the car to work on and send the car across town, like with no seats in it. They were driving on buckets, and, you know, they were squeezing it in, you know, after hours
to
get it done in time. Cause we had a birthday deadline to try to get it.
Okay. And that's when Justin, was he turning 15 or 16 then?
He was turning 15, so he'll have his learners and he can begin driving.
So you do all of this. I love hearing the behind the scenes and how everybody else pitched in and did something for this. So it really became a community wide deal, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. In fact, you know, so many people felt like they contributed, and they did. There were actually many, and you can go from the people that busted their butt and, you know, busted their knuckles up and painted and all that stuff. Then there's all the donors. They threw money at it to make it happen. Then you could go along the lines of the people who, you know, said a prayer for it, you know.
Right.
There's many different ways that you could have contributed to make this happen. So before we left town, one of the local burger joints threw food for everybody that was involved. So we all met and had like an unveiling of the car. Everyone that worked on it got to see it for its last time before it headed out on the road.
Very cool.
And all this time then, Kyle, Jessica, the mom, knew what was going on? Did she know the extent of what was going on?
Yeah, in fact, the only one that really didn't know, there were many that were following along. I did a lot of blogging and live streams on social media.
Oh, yeah.
So people were able to watch along the way, but Justin was the only one that didn't know. And there were a few secrets that we kept back from Jessica. You know, we put the American flag was embroidered in the back of the headrest on the seats.
And that's cool.
Sweet.
There was a license plate that they had on the car originally that's a purple heart, and it says Rozier on it. And I had saw that on her social media somewhere, and I captured that image. And I had it printed up here in town, and I actually made those plates up and put it on the car.
Wow. Man. It's so nice.
Oh, it's just so cool. You know, and what a heart that you have, Kyle, but what a heart that everybody that came together on this had.
It's just a great story.
Yeah.
Man.
And so then you had it delivered to Moore, Texas, or I know there's a part in the piece that Hartman did where you're driving it up the driveway.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'll tell you, after, you know, 30, 40 days of getting this car ready, it's a long shot for us to get to Texas, and we were trying to figure out, I mean, we actually had people lined up to transport the car.
Wow.
And I just really had to be on the other side of this thing and see that kid's face.
Absolutely.
Sure.
Yeah.
There. So,
yeah.
You know, we were trying to figure out how to get there, how to get me there. You know, if I was driving the whole way with a transport vehicle, it'd be driving back. And we ended up just driving the car itself so I could fly home. I was kind of selfish in that side of it. But
Hey, listen, you
ended up taking a good friend of mine and our two 11-year-old boys, barely fit in the back seat of that thing. But yeah, we delivered the car. We were posing as friends of Justin's stepdad. And so that was kind of interesting. Just come to the party, hang out with us. So we did come to the birthday party, and then they had Hartman there shooting a story, posing as just as the Gold Star family.
Oh,
so that's what
right.
They were covering.
That's a good. That's good. Yeah.
That was the cover. But anyhow, there was a scene where, you know, Hartman had to leave, is what he was telling him, and so could we go shoot the scene of the birthday cake, and then let's go outside and take a group photo. So that was our cue, and we went out onto the street out off the property and got in the vehicle. And as the family was out getting that group photo, we rolled down the lane, and that's when Justin first put eyes on
us. Oh, wow. And if you haven't seen the piece, and we're going to have the entire CBS piece, a link to that on our website at thenationaldefense.com, but what a moment.
Yeah. You're a great guy, but you're kind of sneaky.
Yeah. Yeah, you are.
Yeah,
Kyle, you are a little sneaky, aren't you?
Well, hey, the first year we flew that flag, that was the idea of it as well. It was kind of like Nike. Their motto is just do it.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Kind of what
we've
been doing.
Well, and when they tried to interview Justin, he couldn't speak.
Couldn't talk.
I mean, it was just a great, great moment. Well, hey, God bless you and everybody who was involved with that. Let's talk about your organization now, Follow the Flag, because that's another part of this.
Yeah, I've got some questions about this.
Yeah, I mean, that's just another piece of this that's really very important. And it's so interesting to me, like you're talking about, Kyle, how everything fit together. But then for you to be able to benefit a veteran's family like that, and your organization is Follow the Flag. How did the organization come about?
You know, like I just mentioned, you know, it was, I think it was June of 2015, and we just kind of got the wild hair idea that we should hang a giant flag up in the canyon here in the Rocky Mountains and surprise our community. So
I found a friend who, he's a grip in the motion pictures industry, and he was the right guy to help me do it. And so Ron Nix and I got together, and we went up to a local flag company here, Colonial Flag, and make giant flags. And, you know, we were able to raise a few funds, and I think Ron and I put up, you know, $700 each, and we got about $500 in donations, and we went and just stretched a line across the canyon and a shower curtain, the big old flag out there on there. And July 4th morning, everybody woke up, and up on the mountain, there was this huge flag.
I mean, who does that?
Well, you're downplaying this. I'll just go string the flag across the canyon.
Right.
So you make it sound like you just grabbed one end and walked across the canyon, walked up the mountain.
Right, sure. And by the way, when you say giant flag, what size are we talking about?
Well, In 2015 and 2016, it was a 30 by 60.
Wow.
And then
how much that baby weigh?
Well, that one weighs about 200. So that one we call Baby Betsy, after Betsy Ross.
Baby Betsy.
And then in 2017, we decided it's go big or go home, and we went with the biggest flag to ever fly on American soil. And that one's over a quarter acre.
Okay, for city dwellers, give us some idea what a quarter acre is. I mean, some people just don't know what the hell you're talking about there.
So let's go to the star, because the star is a good reference.
Okay.
The star on a 30 by 60, you can almost put your hand on it. Okay.
Okay.
So that star in the star field, it'll be a little bigger than your hand. It's probably two hands.
Okay.
And then on the on Big Betsy, that star is just as big as you.
Wow!
So
oh my gosh!
It's a 5-foot tall star.
So
5-foot tall star,
man.
Wow!
How many stars, Randy? 50.
I'm guessing 50.
Holy cow!
And you're not supposed to really ask the weight of a female, as she is Big Betsy, but she's 400 pounds.
400 pounds. So back to Jerry's point about stringing this thing across the canyon.
And how do you fly it? I mean, you say you're flying this thing on a flagpole?
Well, so we've learned over the years. The first year... It was throw the line off a cliff and go down in the bottom and grab the rope, and you're walking through bushes and trees and tangling. And now we fly a spider wire across the canyon with a drone. And then we hook up our Amsteel line, which is a very lightweight Kevlar fiber rope. And we pull that across. And then we run it twice. We have two lines, and we shower curtain the flag across, actually, in a bundle, furled up.
Mm.
So when you're sitting there July 4th morning at 7:30, a choir singing, a cannon's firing, and then the national anthem begins as we unfurl the flag and it falls down.
Wow.
And starts to fly free on that cable.
Man, I bet that's something to
say. Hey, Steve Hartman should come back out for that.
Yeah, really?
I mean, that's a big deal.
How do you manufacture something that big? I mean, you mentioned Betsy Ross, you know, what do you got, a giant sewing machine?
Well, I think you're going to like where this story's going, because turns out we have a large flag manufacturing company right here in town. So they make a lot of the big flags that you see all over the world. And the truth is, that very first star that was stitched on Big Betsy was done by the one, the only, Gail Halverson, the candy bomber.
That's the World War II.
The Berlin airdrops.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
And that's what...
So he was our honorary guest in 2017.
Wow.
And when we did this big flag, and he came over and stitched the first star.
Oh, man, the symbolism.
Exactly. Yeah. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here, Kyle. More about Follow the Flag, right here in the National Defense. Welcome back to the National Defense. Randy Miller and Jerry Newberry. Kyle Fox is with us. And he's got a great organization called Follow the Flag. Kyle, what do you do? What do you do for a living?
Besides just uplift people and make them feel good?
Right.
Well, besides trying to stay focused on work, I have become real passionate about what I've been doing lately. And it's been hard to stay focused on. My day job is commercial furniture.
Yeah.
I deliver, install, and sell office furniture. Kind of boring.
Well,
I got to find something exciting.
Paycheck, right?
It's a paycheck, but compared to what else you've been doing, it's boring. I mean, you've been involved in a little more than that, but
The only thing if you walked a tight wire across that canyon carrying a flag, then it'd be. Man.
Hey, we're talking to Kyle Fox of Follow the Flag. And by the way, they get some great pictures. Is it followtheflag.org?
Correct. Yep.
Yeah.
And you find us on Facebook and Instagram as well.
And so you got for 2018, any other different plans, bigger flag? I don't know how it could be bigger, but what kind of things are happening there? And where exactly does this happen?
So there is a there's a road that leads up to a canyon, and there's a big parking lot at the base of a pretty well-run trailhead that runs up the canyon. So in the morning there, you have lawn chairs, and it's free to attend, and you can see it far and wide as, 60 miles away. But right there at the bottom of the canyon.
60 miles.
This is in your hometown?
Yeah. Yeah, it's in the valley just south of Salt Lake City.
Gotcha. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, and that area there is just beautiful anyway.
Yeah, it is.
So
yeah.
To see that flag.
Sure is.
Wow.
Yeah.
We may have to do the show from there on the 4th of July. Because,
that'd be cool.
To me.
That would be so cool.
To me.
Road trip.
That would be like the most patriotic place in the country, right?
Yep.
Oh, that's so cool. Wow.
I got to tell you, you've seen the Luxor in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
And it has that light at night that shoots out the top of it.
Yeah.
That's a Xenon 7K, which is the most powerful light on Earth. They have 42 of them up there in the pyramid, but we were able to acquire one. And so at night over here, we light that baby up.
That's got to be so cool. Yeah.
Wow.
Well, that's something everybody in the country should want to view.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, right. Well, Kyle, listen, man, thank you. This has been almost the entire show.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, really.
Usually we cut people off way before now.
You're right. Yeah.
We get tired of talking to them. And,
what an amazing story.
I'm glad I didn't get the buzzer.
Yeah.
That's right.
The hook.
Yeah. Kyle, thank you, man. Thanks just for being a great person. We really appreciate
what
you've
done.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, thanks so much for having me on. And I didn't serve, but I realized I can serve without a uniform.
Absolutely.
And thanks for sharing our mission of just rekindling patriotism here in America. That's what needs to be done.
Man, is that the truth? That's great.
Doing
stuff.
A good job of it, pal.
Followtheflag.org. Thank you, Kyle.
All right. Thanks so much, guys. Happy to be on with you.
You have a great day.
See you in Utah.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes. We should try to coordinate that.
Yeah.
That's an incredible story. That's just an incredible story.
We'll pack the motorhome up.
Kyle Fox. Yeah.
Let's go.
That time of year, it's going to be beautiful.
Yes.
Oh, man. And a giant.
And I get my senior pass for the national park.
You're done. We're ready. Man. That giant flag draped over the...
Oh, man, that's got to be so cool. I would love to see that.
But that just shows you, Jerry. I mean, somebody has an idea. Hey, let's get a giant flag and put it up over the canyon.
Yeah, let's make the world's largest flag. And let's just...
Yeah.
But I was kidding around when I said, what do? Climb down the mountain, go walk through?
Right.
That's what they did.
Well, I mean, you think about any other place. First of all, we're going to shut you down because you don't have the proper permit.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So you got to go through that
exactly.
Deal.
Yeah.
No, he really did downplay it. That's a gigantic job to get that thing. Man, it's Great job, Kyle Fox. And again, we're going to put the story, a link to the story, on the website at thenationaldefense.com. Thank you so much for listening. We'll be back here next week with a brand new edition of The National Defense.
Home is not just something you can see or touch. Home is a feeling. It's the place where you feel safe to have those little moments that mean everything. At ADT, we believe that feeling should always be there, whether it's at your house or your business. We help keep you safe so you can have those moments that make you feel at home. You are loved. Wherever you are.